Tuesday morning, we always check in with the MCCSC. Keith, and our special guest today is...
Jessica Willis, who is the principal of the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship.
Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike and Keith. How are you?
Where are you this morning?
Well, I decided I would brave the cold and come on into work. And
it's never been...
quiet building this morning, but... that's where I am.
It's never been more peaceful. It's never been more quiet.
Right.
And you will never get more work done than you will this morning.
This is true.
So you're out braving the elements. It's not great out, but it's not terrible. But I can see why. You have to put safety first. When it's this cold, the city's not even putting out some of its workers. Why are we going to put kids on a bus stop?
Right. Absolutely. I would agree.
Tell us what's happening at the Academy. Big semester getting ready to start, kind of. You've had a couple days to get everybody in.
Yes, we do. Well, gosh, we've got a lot going on. We have next Wednesday on January 24th is our final information night when we invite 8th graders to come hear about our school from staff and students. And that's coming up on January 24th. The nice thing is we feed them a little pizza dinner from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And it's a great time for interested families to mingle with our students and parents and teachers and hear about the great things that we do at the Academy.
I talked to Dr. David Piller last week, who's the principal at Jackson Creek Middle School, and they also go out and talk to people or have people come in. How do you recruit? Because that's kind of what you're doing. Obviously, the pizza dinner's got my attention. That would be great. That would be great. But you don't really have a natural.
I expect to see you here, Kelly.
That's right. You don't really have a natural feeder system like everybody else does. Talk about the process of how someone can get involved at the Academy.
Right. So at the beginning of the what I call our recruiting season, we usually do a information mailing to all 8th grade families in MCCSC. We also reach out to the Project School and St. Charles as well and provide them with information about our school. We also visit each of the middle schools. So we visited Jackson Creek and Tri North last week. We were supposed to visit Bachelor on Friday, but we had a snow day. So we really take a couple students with us, and we talk to all of the 8th graders in a large group, and I was really impressed with the kids at both Tri-North and Jackson Creek. So they learn about our school. We had a new video that we've put together, so they were able to kind of see what goes on in our school. And so we do that, and then we also visit the Project School. And then we have lots of families from outside the district that are interested in coming to MCCSC. And so we spend time individually talking with families and meeting with families, and we probably sit down and meet with every family that's interested in attending the Academy.
We're speaking with Jessica Willis, who is the principal of the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. And Jessica, for a second, what's the profile of the kid who ought to consider coming to the Academy?
Right. We really are looking for students that are really invested in their education and care about learning, because we do have a rigorous program. Not only is our project-based learning that we do as part of the New Tech Network, it's a big part of what we do in the early grades in 9th and 10th grade, but as students enter their junior and senior years, our students are really taking advantage of college credits. We have a great partnership with Ivy Tech where our students can earn up to 30 dual credits tuition-free from Ivy Tech, which we all know is about equates to a year and a half to almost, you know, two years of or a year of college credits. And so this is a great opportunity for students. So they have to be, and the other big part is the level of collaboration that we do here at the Academy through our project-based learning. So they really work always together with each other on projects, and so they have to be willing to collaborate and work together.
Jessica, do kids give up something to come to the Academy?
Well, I'm not sure that they really... I think
give up may not be the right term. They can still participate in some school stuff, can't they?
Right. So even though they choose, and I consider the Academy as a choice school within MCCSC, so they're coming to us because they're interested in a different, unique kind of program. Our opportunities here are really personalized, And even though we don't have sports teams, our students can still participate in their homeschool, either north or south, in athletics and or any other extracurricular activities that take place that we don't offer here. But we offer a lot of things extracurricular for our students as well here, and it really is driven by what our students are interested in. So when students have an interest, that you know, they find ways to make things happen. So our students can still participate in athletics.
Brag a little bit about your kids and what kind of scholarship offers they get.
Well, you know, one of the best things and that we talk about a lot is this: our students that are able to meet their high school requirements in 3 years.
That's amazing.
And after their junior year, which allows them to go directly into the Ivy Tech ASAP program, which is an associate's degree program that they complete in 11 months. So basically, after their junior year, they start their college classes at Ivy Tech in the summer, and they go throughout the year. And realistically, by the time that they were graduating from high school in 4 years, they've completed an associate's degree program through Ivy Tech. So we have actually three students this year that are completing high school as a junior and will go right into the ASAP program. We actually have a total of 8 students that were accepted to the ASAP program this year, which is the most that we've had. So it's great.
And a fair number of your students take some of their classes at Ivy Tech, and you've got
Absolutely.
Interns out in the community. You're really doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you, Keith.
There's a lot of stuff going on, Mike, at the academy.
Oh, it sounds like it, no doubt about it. And if there's one major misconception you'd like to clear up, what do you think, what's the word on the street where you say when you hear that, you're like, well, that's just not true at all? Is there something that, is there a stigma that goes along with it, whether is it transportation, is it how things operate? We know that's not the case. Help us out.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is making sure the community knows that we are part of the Monroe County Community School Corporation. I think a lot of times there's some misconceptions that we are, you know, a charter school, and we're not. So we're part of MCCSC, and which, you know, gives us, you know, tremendous opportunities, and for MCCSC to be able to provide some different opportunities for students, because we know that not all students fit in a traditional model school. And I would say the other thing is a lot of times they think that we're a tech school, and we're not necessarily. I mean, we use and utilize technology
a
lot.
You have to.
the same as everyone else. But what's really unique to us is our project-based learning, which is really collaborative learning and authentic learning, and where projects drive what we do and not necessarily textbooks.
Jessica, let me, one other thing that intrigues me too is, you know, everyone always talks about class size and teacher to student and all that. You're smaller on purpose, and you've got that intimacy of education, right, teacher to student. Talk a little bit about that, because that's a real positive.
Right. Well, one of the main elements of becoming a STEM certified school is providing a very personalized learning community, and a small learning community where our students have a voice, our students have a say in what goes on here, and really they just have that opportunity to have that voice and to be heard, and you can't go unnoticed here at the academy. I mean, you get lots of attention. You know, that teacher to student ratio is at a point where students do get a lot of attention, and we really have an opportunity to create some really unique learning opportunities through our school because we're smaller.
I don't want you to go until we talk about STEM, because you're about to get a certification on STEM education.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm really proud of our staff, because we went through the STEM, Indiana Department of Education STEM certification.
That's science, technology,
process.
Engineering, and math is what STEM stands for.
Right. And this is the same as what Grandview and Bachelor have pursued in previous years. And so I think it's going to be great that MCCSC will have an elementary school, a middle school, and hopefully a high school that will be STEM certified. So we have a visit coming up on February 1st from the Department of Education. I'm really proud of my staff for the application that we collaborated on and put together, and it really does highlight the elements of being a STEM certified school. And we've done project-based learning as long as this building's been open, so we're really good at that. And so I'm looking forward to that visit, and hopefully we have something to celebrate.
And Jessica, if people want more information, where is the easiest place to find it?
Well, we have a lot of information on our website. Like I said, we also have an information night coming up on January 24th. And you can always pick up the phone and call and sit down and talk with either me or our counselor, Carrie Gross. She does a tremendous job meeting with families and talking about our program. So
and
there's lots of ways.
And what time is your presentation on Wednesday the 24th?
So we have pizza from 5 to 6, and then the formal presentation begins with an opening at 6 o'clock, and then we break out into some smaller groups where both teachers and students are leading some sessions about what is project-based learning and a little more about our curriculum and how students navigate high school.
Well, and what time is the pizza again on Wednesday the 24th?
5 o'clock.
That'd be 5 o'clock,
oh,
Keith.
Gotcha.
I got it, yeah.
I was kind of hoping you'd say 5:30 for Keith so I could beat him
Keith,
by half.
Well, Keith, you can come at 5:30 if you'd like.
That's exactly
so
right.
So Mike gets it at 5.
That's
right.
Jessica, great job. Stay warm. Enjoy your quiet day today. And
All right.
We'll send everybody your way on the 24th.
All right. Thank you very much.